Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Pick a Lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. They're open now until the snow flies. Check out the website for hours and details. And it's not too early to think about getting your 2021 season passes. Always a great holiday gift idea. Just go to GreatLakesDragaway.com.
Top three topics of the day. That's what makes the Great Lakes Dragaway pick a lane. And then you can hop aboard with whatever favorite topic you have. Dial it up and we'll take your calls. We'll also hear from Aaron Jones coming up at about 5:35. Talking takeout with the Q Club of Wisconsin. Mike Rudnitz coming up at about 5:53. Great Lakes Dragaway down in Union Grove. The place to be. Affordable family fun. Race until the snow flies. Plus, you can get your 2021 season package now, your season pass right now. All you have to do is go to GreatLakesDragaway.com. Top of the hour brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro PowerMax snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro PowerMax snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. All right, right lane first. What are you confident, concerned, and curious about for the Packers versus the Texans? The left lane, what are your expectations for Graham Mertz and the Badgers in 2020? And the return lane, what does the Packers defense need to do to earn your confidence back? We'll start off with the right lane. Gary Ellerson, what are you confident, concerned, and curious about for Packers versus Texans?
Let me hit all three of them, Steve.
Yep.
I'm confident that Aaron Rodgers is going to have a bounce-back game. I got him coming in at 280 yards and three TDs. It's going to be very efficient. I think you're going to get a good run game with Jamal Williams, and if A.J. Dillon can go, I think that's going to bode well for Aaron Rodgers. Concern, no Bakhtiari, no Aaron Jones. You're talking, really, after Rodgers, 2-3, really. I think if you look at what Devontae Adams has been able to do has been great, but they won five games without Devontae Adams, and he comes back, then they lose a game. So to me, I'm concerned about those two guys. Curious, this Houston offense, I think they got a lot of weapons. We heard Greg Cook. I think they can score points. Deshaun Watson was an MVP candidate just a year or so ago. You're looking at Randall Cobb. You've got that Will Fuller kid. You got Kenny Stills. I mean, David Johnson, they want fails. I mean, they have a lot of weapons on offense that can cause some problems. Our defense hasn't been the greatest. If they're not playing the way they're supposed to play, they could get scored upon. So I'm curious about this Houston Texans offense and how our defense sets up against it.
All right, so that's the right lane. What are you confident, concerned, and curious about for Packers versus Texans? The left lane, what are your expectations for Graham Mertz and the Badgers here in 2020? I'll take that one. Tonight, Graham Mertz, I put the bar low, 250 yards and a couple of touchdowns tonight for Graham Mertz.
What happened to you based on what we heard from Herb?
What?
I thought you wanted him to throw for 300 and some yards. And
oh, yeah, sure, I do. But I told you back when we did this that I was setting the bar low. You guys got all mad at me because I put it at 250. I said he could throw for 350 maybe. But I'm leaving the bar at 250.
I ain't hear none of that.
Couple of scores. I can play back for you. 250, couple
please,
of scores.
I ain't hear none of this.
That's where we're at for Graham Mertz tonight. Odds are he'll throw for 350 or 400. And the Badgers overall in 2020. They represent that side in the Big Ten and play Ohio State when the whole thing is said and done, similar to what Gary said earlier. And
is Graham Mertz the guy that put you over the top against Ohio State? That's what you're looking at.
I'm not convinced he'll be there. I'm not convinced that if Jack Cohn is ready, that Chris doesn't give Jack Cohn the job back. So I'm not even going to get into that conversation. I'll just wait till he be mad when that happens. Okay. The return lane, what does the Packers defense need to do to earn your confidence back, Leroy Butler?
The turnovers. I don't remember the last time they seen one. I mean, maybe, you know, Za'Darius Smith strip on Taysom Hill. I mean, when last time they had a pick? You should be able to know that. Like, boom. You should just know it. Shouldn't you just know that? Like, last time they had a pick or a turnover, it should just come to your head.
Leroy, how many picks you had in your career?
38. Don't ask me how many I dropped. Dropped quite a few. But you just... turnovers. That's the reason why the 50-1 season, we always said they had a defense give up a lot of yards. The worst in NFL history until I think the Saints broke it. But they got a lot of turnovers. So you gave them a pass. You say, hey, man, you can't tackle. You're this guy. They put up quarterback, put up 350, three touchdowns. The running back get 175 and two touchdowns. You're in a shootout. And you were winning those shootouts, by the way, because Aaron Rodgers was on fire. That was his MVP year. But you got a lot of turnovers. So if you get some turnovers, you'll forget about who's not there. If Savage is not there and whoever's not, it don't matter. If you get some of these guys to get a pick, I know the last one, Sullivan got a pick six against Detroit.
Yeah.
He picked that one off. Yeah. And you say, okay, You even
it was such
even
a so long ago.
How bad
you can't
it
even
was.
That.
Yeah, I know,
it was so
right?
long ago.
So turnovers, all caps, no cap.
Turnovers, turnovers, and more turnovers is what Leroy Butler is looking
for.
The right lane, what are you confident, concerned, and curious about for the Packers versus the Texans? The left lane, what are your expectations for Graham Mertz and the Badgers in 2020? And the return lane, what does the Packers defense need to do to earn your confidence back? That is great. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Got some breaking news on the Fan brought to you by Pennzoil, motor oil made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Executive producer Dan Plucker, what you got?
All right, so this is from Aaron Wilson and Adam Schefter. Antonio Brown is scheduled to visit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Saturday. That's tomorrow, and it is looking like a deal is expected at this point between the two sides. The Seattle Seahawks are still involved, but both sides are motivated to get a deal done with Tampa Bay.
Well, first of all, the relationship that he has with Tom Brady, I don't believe he has with Russell Wilson. So because they played together briefly, with the Patriots, and there was talk when Brady went to Tampa that they were going to want Antonio Brown in Tampa,
right?
Which the Buccaneers front office squashed immediately and said they had no interest in Antonio Brown, regardless of what Tom Brady thought. Brady clearly winning the day now in getting him. I mean, if you've got Mike Evans, Godwin, and Antonio Brown all out there running around as wide receivers,
God help us.
God help everybody involved.
You only got one football, so I've seen this before. You get all these guys thinking it's going to work, and it don't work.
It doesn't work? Too much talent? Like, is that the problem?
Talent, that's y'all word. I don't use that word. I use good, if you're good or not. Does that sound like sour grapes, Steve, because he didn't come to the Packers?
Does it what?
Do I sound like sour grapes because Antonio Brown is not?
Yeah, it does.
Packers?
Hey, you should have sour. No, but realistically, though, I mean, you should have sour grapes.
It'd be great if he'd have came here. I don't care about him going nowhere else.
Yeah, but realistically, you should have sour grapes that the Packers aren't involved in this, or at least not that
we
know of.
Well, Antonio Brown, they weren't going to be involved in Antonio Brown. We already know that. But come on, Leroy, they ain't doing that.
What could be disheartening,
and if it is true, and we don't know, but if they have an opportunity to bring J.J. Watt in here, that changed the whole complexity of your ball club.
Facts.
From top to bottom.
Facts.
Ain't nothing
facts.
But good in that. It just
good.
And I heard Wood talk about the money. Yeah, figure it out. But ain't nothing but good come out of that. I mean, he changed the whole complexity of your. It makes your offense better. It makes your defense better. It makes your special teams better. Now you, if you want to talk about Pettine and what's Pettine's guy named Steve that's on TV, Rex Ryan. That's how you get to that defense with Rex. That now we can run a real live four man front if you want to, because now you got a guy. You got a guy. I mean, you can do so much. And here's the thing: a lot of people worry about injuries with him. I wouldn't worry about injuries with him, because I think what you do, you treat him like you did Julius Peppers.
Exactly.
You don't play him every down. But you play him when you need him. And you prolong his career.
And instead,
they did a great job with Julius Peppers that way.
And instead, it'll end up Antonio Brown in Tampa Bay, and the Packers will get like Dante Pettis from the Niners to play wide receiver.
That'll
be the counter.
Somebody we don't even know.
If they get A.J. Green at wide receiver,
I don't know what he has left. I just don't know what he has left. I mean, he hasn't looked all that good this season at all.
Would you look good if they don't throw you the ball and you're playing with a rookie?
Well, there is that. I mean.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Send him away then. Yeah, he don't look good. You're right, Steve. Send him away. Bring him on over here.
All right, let's go to T.Y. in Philly. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane here on The Fan.
What's going on, guys, man?
What's up, T.Y.?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Look, man, this is...
What, man?
When these reports come out, man, Gary, listen, man. When these reports come out about this Packers organization, what happened last week, Rob Reich's report was more to do with the organization instead of more to do with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is where he's at in his career. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's a top three quarterback in the league. He only could get you so far with the talent that's around. We know the answer to these questions. But the thing with
when you see
Tampa Bay with a number one defense smack our offense, a number one offense around like they did, and they got a Hall of Fame quarterback, a Hall of Fame tight end, they got two All-Pros already at receiver, and then they're going to go out and get Antonio Brown, another Hall of Famer, All-Pro receiver. I mean, what are we doing to win Super Bowls? And this is for Gutekits. This is for Mark Murphy. Like, this is for the upstairs. This is not the locker room. What are we doing to win Super Bowls? Now, with all that being said, I would love to see Tampa Bay in Lambeau in January. What fans, what cold weather. I'd love to see that. I know 36, you'll love to see that, too. That's epic TV right there. All right, so I'm going to get to my prediction, and I'm going to say a little bit about
it. Get to your prediction. Come on.
We got to get back to how we played last year with this defense, man. Pettine, with this zone crack, with those two stud man-to-man corners, you got to let these players go, man. You cannot protect and play scared and let the offense dictate to you. You have to let those dogs go. So it starts with how we're covering, what he's calling for coverage, and obviously the pressure has to get better. Now, that part is on the front. Kenny Clark, the Smiths, that's their job. If they don't get pressure in the quarterback face, it don't matter what they're doing on the back end.
Well, absolutely right. Yeah, we talked about that earlier as far as blitzing more or doing whatever to create some more pressure than what you've done in the past. Ty, thanks for the call. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Anybody that has Pella windows right now is enjoying them, keeping the cold weather coming in that we're going to continue to have now for like the next, 6 months?
Yeah, no doubt about it, guys. Through the end of October, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is offering no money down, no interest, and no payments for 24 months when you replace your leaky old windows and doors right now, folks. Or you can choose from 2.99 APR financing for 12 years. Pella Windows and Doors installs year-round, so there's no need to wait to make your home more energy efficient. Pella now, Pay later with no money down, folks. No interest, no payments for 24 months or 12-year 2.99 APR financing to approved credit now through October 31st. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom or PellaWI.com for details. Set your free consultations today, folks, at PellaWI.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. Packers, Texans coming up on Sunday at noon. Once that game's over, you'll make the switch right back here to 1250 AM The Fan for Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson, the Green and Gold post-game show. Taking your calls, get reaction after the game from the players and the coaches as well. As Mike Clements is all over getting all that stuff done for us. And they will be on from 3 until 6 coming up on Sunday afternoon. Great Lakes Dragway, Pickle Lane continues. Right lane, what are you confident, concerning, curious about for the Packers and Texans game? The left lane, what are your expectations for Graham Mertz and the Badgers in 2020?
Mertzy!
And the return lane, what does the Packers defense need to do to earn your confidence back? Mike on the south side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me on. I was just heading out to Wendy's.
Nice.
Badgers. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these running backs. I've never seen Mertz play. And who knows? J.J. Watt, yes. They need a game changer on defense because I covered it in my call yesterday. And a question for Gary.
Yeah.
Is Muskego playing tonight?
Yeah, Muskego plays at McGuanago tonight. Should be a good game. Okay. McGuanago was actually picked to win the conference this year, so it should be exciting.
I looked at my menu on the TV. It said Franklin, Kenosha Bradford, but my sister said
Bradford's not. No. Hold on. It's Franklin versus Tosa West.
So they are playing.
Yeah, Franklin is playing. It's homecoming.
Awesome.
And they are playing Tosa West.
Okay. Hey, guys, have a great weekend. And
okay, buddy.
If the Packers lose Sunday, it's going to be mayhem Monday.
It's not happening. Don't worry about it, Mike. Thanks
All
for
right,
the
buddies.
Call. Yeah, they're not losing. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Trell on the north side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay. What's up, guys?
What's up, Trell?
Okay. What's up, T?
I need some therapy, but I'm going to go real fast. I'm very excited to watch Graham Mertz play. Do y'all know what channel the game going to be on tonight?
Big Ten Network at 7 o'clock.
So Big Ten Network. Yeah.
What is it going to take for us to go forward, guys? I'm deflated with the fact. We're never going to upgrade, no way, man.
No way.
Yeah. Antonio Brown, really, I mean, I'm not going to say the conference is over, but that's the problem. Dan Plucker, other side of the glass, has an update on Antonio Brown, so don't start crying just yet. Hold on, Trail. Here we go. What do you got?
Yeah, Rappaport is saying that it's going to be a two-month rental, obviously. The belief is it's a one-year deal with significant upside for Antonio Brown. Not quite sure what that means. I would assume maybe a team option for next year as well. He comes off the suspension following week 8, so it looks like a one-year deal for Brown. Still in the works. Nothing official yet, but
pretty much done. What it sounds like.
Well, we see who's in for them in Tampa Bay and Seattle. Probably the two Super Bowl contenders in the NFC. So I guess we know what to expect on that.
Packers better do something. Thanks for the call. They got to do something. I mean, got to do something. You can't. You cannot expect this locker. For me now, and I can't speak on behalf of Leroy and Gary. Never been in a locker room, but you see this, and I think if you're Aaron Rodgers and this Packers team, you're going, holy crap! Like I hope we do something. And something could be defense or offense. Like, you could get a really good defensive player. I think that helps morale. It doesn't have to be a wide receiver to counter Antonio Brown necessarily, Gary.
No, it doesn't. They just need something. They need a player.
Something. You know. Something they, to get
but,
them
but
going.
Not just – I mean, they need a name.
Not a body.
Yeah, right. They got a lot of them. Malik and them jokers. They got all those guys. They need a name.
Yep. Let's go to
– go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sean in Bayview, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Yeah, just forget about it. Packers ain't getting nobody. I'm sorry.
You're killing me, man. It's Friday. Can't you be positive on a Friday?
Retirement.
These guys.
Andre Rison retired. That was our last name we got.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Might be right
but
there.
No, I mean, I'm kind of worried about this week because there's a running quarterback and we don't do so well against the run. Yeah, I just hope we're not too deer in headlights from the last game. I hope their confidence isn't completely shattered because I think that'd be ridiculous because they're all so talented.
The issue is that half the team has heard it may not play. That's the issue. I mean, we're talking about David Bakhtiari, Darnell Savage, Kenny King. Aaron Jones has an ankle injury now from practice. So, not ankle, calf injury. He's now questionable. He may not play in this game. Montrevious Adams may not play in this game. Preston Smith may not play in this game. They've got a lot. Lancaster's not playing in this game. He's already ruled us out. Tyler Irvin is still ruled us out. I mean, that's the biggest issue. I don't think it's deer in headlights. It's, you know, what are we going to do to try to fill all these holes going into this game against Texans? I understand it's next man up, but asking next man up to be 7 or 8 or 9 guys, that's a tough ask, Leroy.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I think, you know, these guys have been, you know, they're also monitoring everything. The guys, they got social media and they got everything. They got their phones out just like everybody else does. They know what's going on. It's a great opportunity for guys who I know that their family has been saying, when are you going to play? When are you going to play? You know, can you play? You know, if you look at a guy like Chris Barnes, a guy was on like the practice squad. He wasn't expecting. Now the guy's a starter, you know. So they got to look at it and take advantage of the opportunity to play. I think that's around the league. Around the league, you know, you're going to see guys out there you may not, the fan base, you're not going to recognize. But until the Packers, if they let the J.J. No, I'll tell you what, let's cut to the chase on this one. If somebody in your division, like they did Khalil Mack, signed J.J. Watt, the fans are going to be numb to they're not going to even want us to report on guys who are available.
No.
They're going to be like, well, right. You know what? And the Packers are going to say, hey, man, listen, why would we do that, man? We're going to be, you know, like 13-3 again. We didn't, you know, we're winning a lot of games. We're doing things. Because they asked LaFleur. Remember they asked him just a minute ago. They right. asked him about that, and he said, you know, are y'all going to do anything at wide receiver, paraphrasing. He said, well, you know, we got guys other than Devontae Allen, young guys, we got to hope they develop, and, you know, and that was it.
That was it, and that's literally all it's been.
Yeah, right. I mean, he said something to the fact that we ain't in no hurry. Unless he's like, don't want to show his hand. But I think when somebody tells you the truth, sometimes you have to believe them.
He's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Fiverr, Wendy's Big Show. Time for Big Show Knows Fantasy. That's up next. Dial it up if you want to play against Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, myself, and executive producer Dan Plucker. It's 4 points for a passing touchdown. PPR league is essentially what we're going off, PPR scoring. Last week, none of us scored well, and we still beat the listener. So the listeners beat us once so far this year. See if you can beat number two. Dial it up, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Caller number three, we'll have a chance to play against us coming up next. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For Grizzly winners, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on a select Toro Power Max snowblower. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. Dial it up for Big Show Knows Fantasy, 414-799-1250.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
So that's what Gary is confident about. Bounce back performance from Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to ask him to put numbers on it, but obviously better than the crappy game he had last week. We don't have to put numbers. So we know what bounce back is.
Well, he can put numbers on if he wants.
If he wants to, sure. I'm just saying I'm not going to put him on the spot to put numbers on it. That's all.
I'm putting him on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, I can put numbers on if you want to put a number on it.
My guess,
Let's go.
Let me go ahead and put a number on it. I mean, number is a number. It ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
Well, do it and quit talking.
Hey, this is my show.
Hey, I yell back. I'm sorry. Emoji with my shrug. I'm shrugging.
Drink your Metamucil. Go ahead and take a sip.
Without Aaron Jones, it's prune juice, Gary.
Hey, let me get Steve, let me get 280 yards out of Rodgers. 280 what? And give me three touchdowns.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com. These guys claim to know a lot, but let's see if these guys really do know fantasy football. It's time for the Big Show Knows Fantasy, brought to you by the Jewelry Center. Shop their three convenient locations for engagement rings, wedding bands, diamonds, watch batteries, and jewelry repair. Go to shoptjc.com.
All right, we lost our caller literally while the Open was playing. This is the second week in a row. He sat through the whole commercial break, full phones, ringing off the hook, Dan Plucker turning people away, and then the dude drops as the Open plays. All right, let's try it again.
Well, maybe something happened, you know?
Maybe. All right, so we'll try it again. First person to get through can get on with Dan Plucker here. 414-799-1250.
414-799-1250
if you want to hop aboard.
Be at the Q-Club picking up fish. Anything.
Q-Club.
Now, again, and we'll talk and take out with the Q-Club and Mike over at Q-Club coming up here at 5:53. We will get Mike on. And looking forward to hearing from Mike and what the latest is out at the Q-Club. All right, we got our contestant. Justin is going to play. No need to continue calling. We have somebody to play with us here on the Wendy's Big Show. All right, Dan Plucker, line it up here. Give us the season standings as we currently sit.
All right, so season standings. Leroy is currently in last place with 13 points. Our callers are in second to last with 16. Just 1 point ahead is Sparky with 17. I am in second with 20, and Gary continues his dominance, leading the way with 24 points.
All right, very good.
So leading off the show today will be our callers who picked Aaron Jones last week and barely scored 10 points.
All right, Justin in Big Ben, you get your pick, but you cannot pick anybody on Monday night. We do the recap on Monday. So no Bears and no Rams. No Bears and no Rams. Anybody else you want to pick, go right ahead.
I'm going to take Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson against the Packers. All right, that's Justin's pick. From Big Ben, Justin, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Justin, you're probably going to win, buddy.
Again, have some confidence. Have some confidence in that Packer defense, Leroy. Have some confidence, Leroy, in the Packer defense.
Yeah, and Leroy, you're second, so give us your pick.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray for Arizona.
Yeah, that kid's a player.
Against the Seahawks, the undefeated Seahawks on Sunday Night Football.
Ever.
That defense isn't very good. I mean, the Falcons defense is pretty bad, too. Vikings defense is pretty bad, too. There's a lot of bad defenses right now in the National Football League.
It really is.
So all right, what so next?
All right, Gary is up next.
All right, Gary.
Give me Aaron Rodgers.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought you didn't like Aaron Rodgers. Why do you keep picking him?
Mm-hmm.
Sparky, you're next.
Well, I mean, he's trying to win is what he's trying to do.
He don't like Packer quarterbacks. He want Brett Favre to get hurt, and he want Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Well, I don't know why he don't like Aaron Rodgers. It's just funny.
Yeah.
I have no idea either. I'm going to go with – I got to do it. I'm going to go with Josh Allen against the Jets, 0-6 Jets.
That's a good pick, man. That's a good pick, Steve. Josh Allen on one of my fantasy team. That kid going to be a player in the future, man. I'm telling you.
Yep, I like him. So I'll go with Josh Allen this week.
All right, I guess I'll go with Patrick Mahomes if you're really going to leave him there.
See,
for
and
me
I
against
wasn't
the
even,
Broncos.
I wasn't even looking at that. I was looking at Matt Ryan against the Lions.
He was my next guy.
Those were the two guys I was debating back and forth. But Josh Allen's been
Russell
so
Wilson,
good.
I can't believe y'all didn't pick Russell Wilson, man. He's sitting right there.
Yeah, it's another one. Yeah, there's a lot of good options out there.
I think
there.
This is the week where Leroy starts his run. I love it Kyler Murray this week. I think this is the week Leroy starts his run.
Might be. Maybe he'll break 200 yards this week. Okay, so those are the picks. Big Show Knows Fantasy. And now we have to make our picks for the weekend. MVP picks and predictions for the game as well. Who goes first in this one here, Dan Plucker? Does it matter?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay, Leroy, you go
Dan
first.
Plucker. Okay, MVP would be whoever playing left tackle. Don't give up no sacks.
No
That's
sacks.
Gotta be the MVP.
So Bakhtiari's playing.
Whoever that left tackle, that's the MVP. If he don't give up no sacks.
If Bakhtiari's playing and you knew and didn't tell anybody, I'm not going to be happy.
Hey, man, he out. So he doubtful. I'm saying maybe Wagner, maybe Jenkins, maybe, I don't know. Whoever they put at left tackle, If he don't give up no sacks, I don't care what the score is. He MVP.
That's fine. All right, what's your prediction for the game?
The Packers win 42-38.
42 points. Holy cow. All right, 42 points for the Packers there. Dan Plucker.
All right, so I'm winning 34-17 this week.
Another
I think
how are you gonna hold them to 17 points? How that gonna happen?
I think Jair Alexander locks down Will Fuller. We talked about that earlier with my defensive prediction.
What about the other guys they got though?
I still have faith. I think that Deshaun favors Fuller so much, he's gonna keep looking his way, and I think Alexander maybe even gets a pick or two in this game just because he relies on Fuller so much.
That would be nice.
In this offense, and it's so their offense is so plain, the Texans' offense. We kind of talked about it earlier when we had Greg Cook on.
Yep.
And I think there's just not enough versatility in there to really have a second or third option consistently, and that's what Jair Alexander is going to force.
All right.
So I like the Packers winning 34-17.
And who's your MVP?
Alexander.
All right. I'll go next, I guess. I'll take the Packers to win 27-20 over the Texans. And I will go with, brother, there's not a whole bunch. I'm going back to Davante Adams. The heck with it. Davante Adams, the MVP of this game.
He could have 15 balls for 209 yards and five touchdowns.
Yeah, he could.
He didn't do jack last week.
If you got no Aaron Jones.
I'm going to say last week was Russ between him and Rodgers, and they figured out this week. Yeah. All right, Gary.
He got good chemistry. He just got
let me have Aaron Rodgers, Steve. Give me Aaron Rodgers as the MVP. What else you need? Score?
The score, please.
Yeah, 31-21 Packers.
Nice. That's a good score there, Gary.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good score.
Ian Rappaport said that if all goes well, AB will sign by the beginning of next week and be ready to play in week 9.
Yeah, I got a question for
be
Gary.
Be ready to play
quick.
Right away in week 9?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, AB ready to go, man. AB don't mess around, man. Yeah,
he just got to go through protocol. That's going to be another 2 weeks. So they got to get him in there. They may get an exemption, too, to get him in. They got a 2-week exemption. Maybe they can start that early. Started training.
Mm-hmm. All right. He's Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky. Five for Aaron Jones. Surprised everybody by not being at practice today. Nobody knew he was hurt. Nobody knew there was anything wrong with Aaron Jones. And turns out there is. And now he's questionable for this week against the Texans. Aaron Jones talked to the media a little bit earlier today. There is Aaron Jones from earlier today. Coming up next, talk and takeout with Q Club of Wisconsin. Stay tuned for that. And now the latest from Green Bay with Mike Clemens. Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North invites you to their fantastic Mercedes-Benz dealership, conveniently located off of I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive, just blocks away from Bayshore Town Center in Glendale. It's only 15 minutes away from anywhere you go in Milwaukee. Their knowledgeable team members are ready to provide you with the best that Mercedes-Benz has to offer. You name it, they got you. Sales, service, finance, parts, accessories, taken care of at Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North. If you're looking for only the best offers on new and used Mercedes-Benz luxury cars and SUVs in the Milwaukee area, stop by, test drive a Mercedes-Benz today. Who doesn't want to test drive a Mercedes-Benz? Everybody. Plus, they have Sprinter and Metris vans right now as well. Check them out at MercedesOfMilwaukeeNorth.com, MercedesOfMilwaukeeNorth.com, and stop by the dealership. When you get there, tell them Sparky and the Big Show sent you. They'll take great care of you and help you find the Mercedes-Benz that's a great fit for you. It's the only greater Milwaukee Metro, best of the best Mercedes-Benz dealer in the city. Today is Friday, Gary Ellerson, and you know what that means at the Q Club of Wisconsin, right? Right? The fish is piled up. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline
is
the guy that helps to pile it all up. He is Mike Remitz from Q Club of Wisconsin. What's going on, Mike?
I'm doing great. I'm just enjoying the piled high.
That's pretty good. Well, yeah.
You pile them up.
Yeah, you got it. That's it. 2454 Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha, Q Club of Wisconsin. And Friday Fish Fries, like we said, all the extras. going on tonight and every Wednesday night as well. And carry out available too, right? You can call ahead, get your order, and take it back home.
That is correct. Phones are ringing off the hook as we speak. I'm sitting here in the bar watching all the activity go on right now.
Yeah, it is a busy place. If you want to dial up and get in line to get your food as well, 262-522-3615, 262-522-3615. We always talk about your gigantic game room and gaming area. Tell everybody what you got in that gaming area.
Well, we've got, let's see, I'm looking at four foosball tables. We got two golden tee. We're the only bar in Wisconsin that I know of that has indoor bocce. So we've got two indoor bocce courts, play bags on them as well. We've got 7 foot. We've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 7 foot diamond tables. We have 4 9-foot Olhausens. We've got shuffleboard. We've got 8 dart boards. Spark. I think we got pretty much the whole gamut covered here.
Hey, talk about that Sunday breakfast, big guy.
Hey, Gary, how are you, man? Yeah, we got
good. How you doing, buddy?
I went great. You know, given you know, it's fun to be a bar right now, but
right.
we got breakfast on Saturday and Sunday starting at 9 o'clock. We go from 9 to 1, and we've got all kinds of great stuff on there. Breakfast pizza. We've got rum chata French toast, Monte Cristos, all kinds of great stuff here.
Rum chata French toast, Gary. That's where it's at, right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, not for you, maybe, but I mean.
No, you know.
I just
take some more insulin. That's all.
Yeah, just a couple shots after you had that rum chata French toast, you'd be all set. Hey, we talk about the Friday fish fry all the time, but obviously Gary, myself, Leroy, we've been at your place numerous times for all the draft shows we've done over the years. But I mean, wings are unbelievable. The burgers are really good. Outside the fish fry, what is your next best seller, would you say?
That's a good question, Spark. We sell a lot of pizzas here. Our pizzas are freshly made. I would say probably wings, Thursday night wings, we sell a ton of. I would say probably our biggest sellers would probably be our burgers and our pizzas. I think I would probably put that there. Last thing, we just started a Mexican night, Tuesday night. One of our cooks is actually from Mexico, and he wanted to put something together. So we got specials on like burritos, enchiladas, chimichangas,
wow.
You name it.
Nice.
So that's all brand new. We just started that last Tuesday.
Oh, that's great. And again, all of this stuff available for carryout as well in these times. A lot of people want to take it home and eat it there, and you obviously can do that as well. Mike, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thanks,
I'm sure
Mike.
You'll be busy tonight with your Friday fish fry.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure talking to you. It's a pleasure working with you guys. You're the best. I really appreciate everything you do for us.
Piled.
Thank you, buddy.
Go get that fish tonight. That's right. There
Thanks,
he is.
Guys.
Take care. There is Mike Remitz. Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Call him today, 262-522-3615. Check him out on Facebook or their website, QClubOfWI.com. QClubOfWI.com. I only got about a minute left here. What is on the big weekend plans for one GE?
Well, I'm just going to take it one day at a time, Steve. But right now, I'm walking out the door, going to McQuanago.
Man, you're going to freeze your tail end off.
Yeah, oh. No. But you know.
You don't even have any
good friends,
sun to warm you up. I mean.
Well, Steve, you know my good friends at Lackey and Joy's. They took care of me.
Oh, that's true. You have all the high-end good stuff. Yeah, I forgot about that. All right, man. Stay warm. Be
all
safe.
All right, bro. Talk to
Sunday
you later.
Sunday afternoon. Take care. There he is, Gary Ellerson. Sunday afternoon, Bill Michaels, Gary Ellerson. Green and gold post-game show 3-6 after the Packers and Texans. Don't forget, tonight, 7-10, Mike McGivern, big time. A fan high school insider takes you around high school football. We have 15-20 reporters scattered all over southeastern Wisconsin, giving you the latest on scores. 7 tonight, Varsity Blitz scoreboard show here tonight on The Fan. Enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy the weekend. Toodles!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.